Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And this week we're going to talk about Super Bowl trailers.
Bah. What the quote?
Trailers. But first, we're going to talk about our buddy's toy show that we went to this week.
Random cast.
Pseudo-random cast.
Talking about Super Bowl trailers is like, let's just do it for 40 seconds.
Right? That's it. Well, that's all we got for most of the trailers, right? Anyway. Well,
that's all they paid for us to talk about, so.
We're going to talk about the Super Ohio Toy Show that happened on Sunday, February
2nd. Are we even
2nd.
Allowed to call it the Super Bowl? Or should we be calling it
the big game? I don't think you can even call it the big game anymore. I think they went after that phrase, too.
That thing that happens on Sunday that involves a lot of commercials that people want to watch, and I can go out to a restaurant and there's nobody out, so I can get in that restaurant pretty damn easy on a Sunday.
Where'd you go?
Longhorn.
Really?
Yeah, and there's nobody there.
Did they even have the game on?
Yeah, they had it on the bar, but like there was nobody there.
Yeah.
I think there was like 4 or 5 other couples. Yeah.
Did you go to the one?
Yeah.
Side point.
He was pointing toward Field Turtle. It's the closest one.
Anyway,
it was between that and Olive Garden, because the one year we went to Olive Garden on Super Bowl Sunday, and there was nobody there.
Yeah, I don't care for either of those establishments, but no. I go to Longhorn every day over Olive Garden.
Wow.
So, but I don't eat pasta, so.
There's other things besides pasta there.
I guess. So, anyway. All right.
You could eat salad and soup.
Well.
There you go.
There you go.
No, there's other stuff there besides that stuff.
I think last time we went, I got like fish. Anyway, this is what we eat, cast. Welcome.
Yeah,
so.
Hey. I just said it was a random cast.
I'm back to not eating gluten.
Okay.
It just makes me sick. You know how you get like when you eat at like Putters and stuff like that?
Yeah, but I haven't ate there in years, and that was, I don't know what that was.
But, like, I eat bread and stuff like that. I just feel awful. Anyway, all right. So, the Super Ohio Toy Show.
They make gluten-free bread.
Yeah, but it's not good.
Okay.
Anyway. I'll do, like, corn tortillas now instead. Things like that.
Like, gluten-free?
Corn is gluten-free.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. We can get into what gluten is if you want. I'd rather not, but...
A made-up word and a made-up thing.
Anyway.
A conspiracy. Like all the other conspiracy things where I never heard of this stuff until like in the last 10 years.
What's a peanut allergy? Oh, everyone has one.
No, peanut allergies actually have been around since I was a kid.
Right, but they're just like, more prevalent now.
Yeah, but I mean like Jamie has some kind of nut allergy, so that's been around forever, so... Listen to the 5-year-old here.
Well, it's just because it's your sister. That's all. Anyway.
What's that mean?
All right. So Aaron's show.
Because she kicks people in the nuts?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
That's her allergy. Nuts get around her and her foot comes up.
Yep. Donk.
Yeah.
So.
The Super Ohio Toy and Comic Show
I don't think it had the comic. It's just the
Super
toys,
Ohio
right? Yeah.
Toy show.
So, put on by the Ohio Toy and Comic Show.
Put on by
Roma
Collectibles. Right.
So I went,
just every show should have Roma Collectibles presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went for the first hour and a half, and you went for the last 2 hours.
Yeah.
So we probably passed each other on the highway.
If you've seen a streak, that was me.
Well, then I probably didn't. No. If it was a streak.
I literally like. So. I don't think you would have passed me on the highway because you would have went, 675 to 48 probably?
No, I went highway.
You went down 675 to 75?
Yeah, why not?
That's the long way.
Well, I was making another stop before you went home. So,
anyway. Oh, you had to give your drug dealer money for your gluten-free drugs.
For my gluten-free. I had to get that gluten-free fix.
Gluten-free cocaine?
No, I swung by the outlets for a second.
Gluten-free weed?
Okay. All right.
There might be an allergy to the gluten in the weed.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Shit.
So, what did you get at the toy show?
A couple pops, and I don't remember. Oh, the Soundwave reissue.
Oh, cool.
And that I don't remember.
So
go on my Instagram. and looked at the picture.
I got Beta Ray Bill.
I'm gonna be that whore now,
which I'd been looking for. Yeah, hey, go check out Toys on Stairs.
Go on Toys on Stairs and check out what
Toys
I got.
On Stairs. So,
three pops, a Predator, the Soundwave reissue, and the Mirror Universe Uhura doll that was completed that set that I got from Aaron last year.
Is it the
those dolls?
Oh, KB.
They were KB exclusive dolls back in the day. And last year, Aaron, remember last year, year and a half ago, that Aaron got a run of stuff from a comic book store. I think they sold their toys to him, and it had all but Uhura. And this guy had an entire table of Star Trek stuff that he was selling 2 for $25. And I bought Uhura and a Borg Klingon that I already had. But. Cool. I bought another one because you can never have too many Borgs,
especially not a Borg
and
Klingon.
A Super 7 Skeletor. That's the other thing.
Okay. Yeah, I got
just because the box is cool looking.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. The back of the box is the front of the box is cool, but the back of the box is really cool.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Yeah, I ended up just getting Beta Ray Bill, the Marvel Legend, and the Ebony Maw Marvel Legend.
Yeah.
From Andrew, and they were $15 each.
Cool.
So I was like, sweet. I had gone with every intention of trying to get another Mezco, 112.
Like what?
Like Spider-Man or something.
Oh.
And I only saw the one black suit Spider-Man, and it really didn't
Did
want
they do
that
a
one.
Red and blue?
They've done, yeah, red and blue. So they, well, it was the Homecoming one. So
I'm looking at everything and, like, thinking everything I bought from people I know except yep. for one thing. So,
but then I went to Target, and I got Dr. Doom and the Thing.
Cool.
So, which was cool because no one had Dr. Doom. Those were all sold out when I by the time I got in there.
I seen stuff, you know, that I want but don't need because I was just like the prices were all over the place and I was in a mood anyways because I was at work and then drove up there and just bought a few things. I mean, I got two pops that I never thought I would get, the two Black Hole convention exclusive pops, so I was happy about
Who
that.
Who was selling those?
Wayne.
Oh.
Yeah, Vincent and Maximilian.
So
those I got, and I was happy. And then, like you said, Andrew was selling stuff for cheap, so he had a Predator that I didn't see before. And
didn't
I
you go over to his house or something?
Yeah, his parents. He lives with his parents and that, but yeah. I get stuff from him on, you know, a pretty normal basis, so. I got stuff before he went up there. He seemed to do pretty good. I mean, his booth was more empty than not.
Yeah, like, every time I kind of did a lap, it was more, his booth was more. But he had probably the best prices of anybody.
Yeah.
On the actual, like, 6-inch figures.
Right. Well, and he was selling pops for $5 a piece. So, it was like, I just happened to see a pop that I, you know, was like, oh, that's cool. I'll get that.
So, were those $5, the convention ones?
No. I paid
20.
I pay for both of those. $30.
Okay.
Yeah. Wayne takes care of me, so.
Cool.
If you're helpful to people, people will help you.
Wayne had and I'm really glad I didn't get it now because he had that spoiler DC multiverse one. The Stephanie Brown spoiler multiverse.
Oh, the Walmart one?
Yeah, but I had it. I forgot that I had it.
Yeah, you got that one.
Yeah,
it was like $9.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm glad I didn't buy a second one.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was fun. Like, I got there, saw Billy and Roger right away.
Yeah.
I was able to finally get rid of my, I backed the barge.
Oh, yeah, the patch?
Well, so I've tried to give it to him 3 times and forgot it all 3 times. So,
oh, you remembered it this time.
Well, I put it on top of my wallet Saturday night.
There you go.
So I was like, here we go.
That'll do it.
So, but yeah, it was fun.
No, I got there and it was still busy. So, and everybody seemed pleased with their, what they had done. And that, I mean, you know, from what I heard, it was wall-to-wall people. From what you said, yeah. There was a line.
Did Aaron tell you someone complained about how crowded it was?
Mike did. Mike told me that somebody complained to Aaron, and I was just like, okay.
He was like, you're welcome for me doing my job.
Yeah. He posted that.
So, oh.
There's always going to be somebody, but it's one of those things where Everybody that came last year came this year. Obviously, that's a pretty logical assumption since that line was crazy last year. And Aaron's a good guy. Aaron runs a good show. Aaron makes sure that he don't have any bad dealers.
Right.
You know, some of the dealers I don't want to deal with, yeah. But a couple of my, you know. Just
well, it's funny
because
we did the opposite this year. Last year, you went in the morning and I went in the afternoon.
Well, yeah.
This year, I went in the morning, you went in the afternoon. So.
But I was there all day last year. I literally stayed the whole day, and I would have done that this year too, but, you know, I had to work, so. No big deal.
Yeah, we had a little mini celebration.
I literally stayed there until the end. They were all starting to break down, and I'm like, all right, bye, 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 and boom.
Yeah. We had the mini celebration reunion with me and Roger and Chris and Billy. We were just missing you and Casey. You and Casey. But it was fun.
Yeah.
But well, it was funny because we were standing there when you sent your text of like, who all's there?
Yeah.
And like, we were both starting to take a selfie.
I had a moment to take a break and or take a breath, and I was like... I was like, I wonder who's there yet. And I was like wondering what the line was like. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So, well, but we were standing right there and we both started, we were going to do selfies. And I was like, wait, hold on. Why don't we just take each other's picture?
Why didn't Chris take everybody's picture?
Because he has a flip phone. Chris can't even get into our text group because he's got a flip phone.
Oh, poor guy.
He does it on purpose. It's not because he can't have a nicer phone.
I know.
He likes it.
Believe me, I know.
But yeah.
I can't blame him. It's not a bad thing to have a flip phone and
no.
Stay out of that kind
you know,
of stuff.
Honestly, yeah. So I went to Target. I went to the South Lebanon Target.
Yeah.
They had two full boxes of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
But they were missing the She-Hulk in both cases.
That's really,
really
weird.
Strange, right? And then,
well, when I got it from Rogers Walmart, She-Hulk was the one that was gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's just a terrible looking figure to me.
And then they just put out a new box of the Mandalorian, Mando, they didn't have a carbonized one, but, the first wave of the Mandalorian
wave.
Black Series figures.
Oh, with Cal Kestis.
Yeah.
And,
I grabbed Daryl, second sister.
Oh, cool.
So,
cool. I'm sure the Mandalorian was gone.
No, I grabbed him.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I have one in the box.
That's weird.
So he was like tucked in the back. I think somebody hit him.
Oh, so, probably.
But
oh, well.
You always got to look around the area.
Oh, believe me, I know.
Well, I know you know.
Yeah. Then why are you telling everybody else?
So you have to work that much harder.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm the one who's been known to give people things.
I know.
So, yeah. I'm one of the nicer toy people. Or I'll be like, oh, here you go. Why not?
Yeah, why not? But yeah, so it was a good day, all in all. Got to come home, watch the 49ers lose. That made me happy.
I had no interest in that.
Angel and her mom are 49ers fans.
Oh.
And her mom... You know, how it would be if they would have won. And then the fact that they lost in such spectacular fashion makes me very happy.
They lost to a team who hasn't won a Super Bowl in 50 years,
right? That's the other reason
that's
I was reading.
Cool.
And Andy Reid had never won a Super Bowl. He was the coach with the most wins without a Super Bowl victory.
Yeah,
so,
well, there you
good
go.
For him.
Kudos to him.
That kid that I know that we don't talk about sports much, but the kid who is the quarterback for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He's 24 years old, and he, makes throws where, he'll jump.
Yeah.
And throw it, no feet nowhere near the ground, just arm it 40 yards down the field in the air. And it's like, okay.
Probably play basketball at some point, too.
From 24 to 27 is the only time in your life you can make those
jump
throws
and throw
like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, it was a good, I enjoyed the game. So,
and 24 is old in football.
Well,
it's not really old. It's not old, but
if you're a running back,
but you know, for him to be able to do the jump thing, he had to play basketball at some point.
But it was but
he's a little guy too. I mean,
he's 6'1".
Yeah, well, he doesn't look like that when he stands next to the Rock.
Right.
It looks like, oh, hey, you know, little guy.
And he is 24. He's assuming he's got a baby face anyway. But
yeah, he needs to grow a beard in or something, and win a few more Super Bowls. Wouldn't that be fun for the Kansas City Chiefs to like win like four or five Super Bowls in
that'd
a row?
Cool. That'd be kind of cool.
Like, where did this come from?
As long as the Giants
in the 80s, the 49ers did it.
They won four
in a row. Yeah,
not in a row.
But that was like literally like every other year type.
They
thing.
Did 81 and then 89 and like they yeah they kind
yeah,
of
yeah they were
kind of
like
but.
Doing like they did a few yeah. in a row yeah. if I remember. Because one of them destroyed Cincinnati.
Twice.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know.
One, they just beat the crap out of Cincinnati. The right. other, they won on a last second drive, which I argue is more heartbreaking. So, commercials and stuff were interesting this year because.
I watched a few, but nothing
so,
like
so
really stood
the
out.
So, during the game, they did a lot of like clips. Yeah. And then it's like, go to YouTube and watch the rest of it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting.
These have the companies gotten like that? They don't want to pay the money right. anymore.
Well, it's
so
expensive. The best one and the one I liked the most was the Jeep one.
Oh, the
Groundhog
Day,
which they showed the whole commercial in the second half.
Well, sure.
And it was really funny. That'd be a great
that
sequel.
That was fun. The Mountain Dew one with Cranston was fun.
Yep.
And that I don't remember any other. Oh, the Jason Momoa one.
Yeah, that was really
funny. That was crazy.
The Rocket Mortgage one.
That was crazy. But yeah, I didn't watch a lot. I just watched the few that like people were like, these are the ones that were funny, and it's like, okay.
My favorite part of the Jason Momoa one was
the Groundhog Day one. Just like was kept popping up on YouTube.
Yeah.
As an advertisement already. So.
So they've been doing that. For whatever reason,
I don't know.
Like they don't premiere anything at the Super Bowl anymore. But as far as like trailers and stuff, like you said, they didn't show a lot of like full trailers.
40 seconds.
Netflix did a Lock and Key, just like screenshot essentially of the title, which comes out on Friday.
Yeah.
So.
I finally watched Dark Crystal.
Ah.
So.
I'm almost done with Discovery. With second season.
All right. And
I like it.
Yeah.
I
mean, I've seen the first episode of that.
The
like they did with Picard, the
yeah.
first episode free thing.
Did you watch the first episode of
yeah,
Picard?
It was good. Yeah.
So I really liked the second episode, and I've seen a lot of people who didn't like the second episode.
Because it was slow or something. I seen that's what it was, just
so
slow.
The first episode I felt was like pretty like nostalgia esque, resetting Picard. In the universe, and then
until he tears apart the reporter,
right?
And, yeah,
and then the second episode is them actually setting up what's happening in the universe and
more
where
with
he stands in
the Romulans on that Borg
yep.
cube, and
yeah.
Well,
you learn
the sister.
Well, there's the sister, but then you learn a lot more about the Federation. So,
oh, okay.
Like, not spoiling anything, but Picard almost. Broke up forced the Federation to break up.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
So you know what? I'll just change my password and give it to you. And
yeah, you don't have to do that.
Watch on.
Like I said, I'll just wait until
yeah
closer to the end of the season,
yeah.
and then I'll just watch it.
I think it's only 8 episodes. So.
Oh well, then that
yeah.
yeah that's fine.
Anyway, but yeah, so we can definitely talk about that later. But no, I'm actually really messaged Bob France when I started watching it. Because, you know, when last time he was in to talk about Metal Shark Bro when it was first coming out.
Yeah.
He was telling us how great it was. I was like, you were right.
Oh, Discovery. I didn't either way. I was like, I'll wait until I see it.
But.
And it was just people who hadn't watched it were judging it. And
so,
I'm like, it's not something where if I don't watch something, I'm not going to judge it like that way. If something comes out and it has an actor I don't like mm-hmm. in it, then I'm gonna be like, I don't need to watch. I don't need to rush to watch that.
So I was
which there's only like a few actors. Where
I was
I'm
concerned
like,
just about the time frame of when it took place, right? And like just how polished everything.
It works better than Enterprise.
And it does. You're right. You're absolutely right. But I still love Enterprise.
Well, I don't know the Enterprise, and that's the thing. Discovery uses that. Plot point now that Enterprise started with season 3 where it was a full story
yep.
with little
yeah.
pocket stories in there because the first season was literally split up into one full story and then a subplot story
yeah.
you know with
yeah.
the mirror universe
mm-hmm.
and I was like Well, this is the idea that Enterprise was working with in the last two seasons that made that show work. Because the first two seasons of that show are, I'd go back and watch the third and fourth season of Enterprise like in a minute. Yeah, but like, you know, I don't have to watch the first and second season.
Anson Mount is great.
Yeah, I liked him.
He's like, so good as Pike.
The first episode.
And the thing is it just makes me that much madder about Inhumans.
Oh, because he didn't have anything to say. Well, like I said, if you ever watched Hell on Wheels.
I need to watch that one.
I watched the first season and I was like, you know, for him to be as good on that and then watch the first episode of Inhumans and go, they wasted an actor.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Well, they wasted a lot of actors.
Well,
don't
you know, there are mute actors out there that they should have hired one of those mute actors. And then it would have been legit. Like, he can't talk. So, you know, he already was acting.
So I have a weird thing. Like, I think he'd be a good Professor X.
Anson Mount?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I haven't seen him in enough to, like,
I don't know.
You know.
Just kind of how, like, he's been as that, like, father figure on.
Oh, on there?
Like, on there. I just think he'd be good. I'm not spoiling anything, but there is a little, like, he gets a glimpse of his future.
Yeah, I heard about the time cage. Crystals.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, but, like, he gets a glimpse of himself in the respirator thing.
That's cool.
And it is awesome. So cool.
Cool.
So I really enjoyed it. And I like the guy playing Spock.
Oh, Peck?
Yeah. Yeah, Gregory Peck's kid or grandson.
Grandson.
Or and then I like the guy that plays Sark. Ethan Peck. And I like the guy playing Sark.
James Frayne.
He was a bad guy on 24 one season.
He's been a bad guy in a lot of stuff.
And then Mia Kirshner is Spock's mom, which I love her. So she was a bad guy in 24 as well.
Was she?
Yeah. So.
First thing I remember ever seeing her in was a TV series called Dracula the Series.
I remember that.
Yeah. So a Canadian TV series where one of the actors was in that ended up playing Nick Knight on Forever Knight.
Cool.
Yeah.
I always remember her from The Crow Salvation.
Yeah, that's right.
She was the tattoo artist. That was like the first time
she was the character from the first movie who had grown up. Yeah.
So, but she didn't ride a skateboard in the second movie, and that always made me sad.
That wasn't cool anymore.
Okay, so let's talk about these trailers for a second.
Trying to remember.
So Fast and Furious put out their trailer right before the Super Bowl, like, or the day before, and then just did a clip telling you to go watch it. That movie looks ridiculous. Like, not fun ridiculous. So, like, I think I'm done with the franchise.
Story. I have to tell you a story.
Right,
hold on.
Let me finish real quick.
My friend was telling me this.
And
morning.
I want to hear your story, but I think I might be done with the Fast and Furious movies. Like, I don't know. Like,
why?
I don't know. It just looks so dumb. And then the fact that they royally screwed up by showing Han coming back. Like,
you sure it's Han? Sure it's not a clone?
I don't know. It might
be a clone. Could be a clone.
Or a time travel. But does this mean we're going to get Gail Gadot back?
Time travel, yes.
No,
you're not
getting
Gail Gadot back. She's Wonder Woman now.
The fact that they are now, like, martial arts, like, experts that never lose.
When did that happen? I didn't see that in there.
Oh, in the preview, they're all, like, fighting and, like.
Well, they always have fought.
But, I mean, like, now they're, like, you know, like, super badass. Like, even more so.
Well, that's because these movies have gone over the top.
They're absolutely
now.
Over the top. And I say I'm done with them, but you know I'm definitely going to go see this movie. So, I still haven't seen Hobbs and Shaw.
It doesn't have a Fast and Furious feel to
it. Sure. All right, what's your story?
So my friend, I asked him if he watched the trailer for this, and he said, yeah. He goes, you know, he goes, by the time they get to Fast and Furious 12, it's going to be in space. And I said, you know, you're probably right.
They've been saying that.
Well, like, I said, because Charlize Theron's character's already got a satellite up there or some kind of base in space or something. He goes, I already came up with a line in the movie. He said, there's going to be a part where Dominic's driving a car on the moon and literally hits a rock face and, like, flies up into space and goes, one small step for man, one giant leap for family. And I'm like, that is the greatest line ever.
My my favorite comment I saw, and it was on a YouTube channel about, you know, because John Cena is a Toretto.
Yes.
And he's, but he's
spoiler.
Not,
okay,
he should have been the older brother, not the younger.
That's
brother,
what I was thinking
right?
too. Like,
and
man.
And but you know why he hasn't been around?
Because you can't see him.
So, you know, there's the hand wave. So. Awesome. But, like, it was on a YouTube channel, so it made
That's
sense.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, it's I love John Cena. Like, you know.
We were talking about that, too. Like,
I just
I'm like,
don't know
dude,
how
I said by the end of this movie, he's going to be hanging off of some kind of ledge, and he's going to be Dominic like, grab my hand. And he's going to grab his hand, he's going to pull him up, and he's going to be, Dominic, forgive me for killing all those people and all that, and I'm going to be a good guy now.
We're family.
Yeah, because we're family.
Well, you know, they got The Rock is out, so they got to bring in another wrestler. So,
well, that's because we'll get another Hobbs and Shaw. I want to see them go up against each other. Like,
oh, Dominic and John Cena,
like,
versus
Hobbs
and Shaw?
Literally, I want to see a Hobbs and Shaw and Fast and Furious get released on the same weekend just to see what people go see.
Interesting.
Yeah, like which one's going to make more money?
Which one would you go see?
I would definitely go see Fast and Furious.
I'd see the Fast. I'd see the
that,
proper.
That movie was like not a train wreck, but they wasted a lot of like good potential.
Yeah. All right. So then the other movie clip. Because
you know I like
they,
Idris.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And they wasted Idris.
Does he die?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the other one is Minions: The Rise of Gru. Which
that
actually
looks
really
fun,
funny. Like,
yeah.
We'll definitely go see that one. But that trailer doesn't come out, so we're recording this on Tuesday the 4th. That one comes out on Wednesday the 5th.
I think
the
a
full
couple
trailer.
Of those were saying, like, see you Wednesday.
Yeah. So we had Sonic the Hedgehog, which showed a bunch of famous athletes and didn't show Sonic until, like, 10
seconds
left.
And then showed a little
clip
of the movie.
Which, so, are you familiar with what the drama with Sonic has been? Like,
yeah,
they released the character, it didn't look right,
right,
so they went back and they redid it, so great.
They gave him teeth and all that.
Yeah. So that one, okay, that
it's
one
a,
comes
it's
out.
It's a video game character, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not real, right?
Right. So, that comes out on Valentine's Day, so. If
who's playing the voice?
I have no clue.
I forget.
I don't care, because I'm not going to see it.
What? Jim Carrey? At his potential best.
Anyway, so then we have The Invisible Man.
I'd rather see Jim Carrey do another Ace Ventura movie than a lot of these movies he's done.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we have Invisible Man, which I didn't even realize was coming out this early.
March.
It's February 28th.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
okay. That was March.
Yeah. I liked the trailer. I like
the one
the horror
I seen, I don't know if it's the
it.
Same one, but like the one I seen, I was like, okay.
But I've always liked, like, as far as those movie monsters goes, I've always liked The Invisible Man. Anyway, we had A Quiet Place 2,
which
I already saw that trailer.
Already, so.
I like the whole
Ben Schwartz is playing Sonic. That's
cool.
Why that voice sounded familiar.
John Ralphio from Parks and Rec, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
So A Quiet Place 2 looks good. I like how they're doing some prequel stuff, like some before that you get to see, and then
oh yeah, the stuff
know,
with
the before and the after.
Michael Hogan is in. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay. Who's he playing?
It doesn't have a name, but he's
just his name.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a hedgehog.
And then they did.
But he looks like Michael Hogan, but then he finds out he's a hedgehog at some point.
He kind of looks like a hedgehog already.
But it's
bald.
The old Cylon
yeah.
joke. And then Edward James almost shows up and just snot cries everywhere.
And then Michael Hogan shoots him.
Well, you know.
So, all right, so then the Mulan had its final, air quotes, final trailer. That one comes out March 27th.
They don't need to show much more.
Are you going to go see this movie?
Oh, yeah.
So,
Mulan's one of my more favorite animated.
So, I'm going to have to watch the animated movie before I go see this so I can, like, talk about the differences.
Yeah.
Well,
like Aladdin, I've seen, yeah. I went in, I'm, like, Lion King, I wasn't, like, so much wanting
both
to go see.
Both of those are on Disney
but,
Plus now.
Yeah, they
so.
Are, but. I have them.
All right. Then we have No Time to Die on April 10th, which neither one of us have finished Spectre. You didn't even start it.
I didn't even start Spectre.
So, yeah.
Should have watched that yesterday. Yeah. I watched other things instead.
Then
I watched Fighting with My Family. Or Fighting with the Family.
It was fun.
It was fun.
So.
And then The French Connection.
Oh, nice. Good call. Then, what was it? Black Widow had like a... thing, but it's said to go to YouTube. So technically that could be down in clips. But the little clip was really good. Like where she's like, the Avengers weren't my first family.
Oh, and I'm like,
the Avengers weren't my first family.
I'm having commentary as I go along watching that clip. Like, we already knew that.
Yeah.
I'm like, they've already shown that, like, that you had another family. And then when Taskmaster kicks up the shield, I'm like,
that's kind of cool.
Like, Steve?
he went bad in one of the multiverses.
Well, the most confusing part of it is in that little clip trailer was, you know, it was the Super Bowl that was playing on.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where, and it played so fast, Cap that's in there runs out onto the, or no, that was in the Disney Plus one.
Yeah, we'll talk about
but that.
That
was
one.
Still was confusing. Yeah.
All right, so that's May 1st. Then SpongeBob.
But people are already like thinking that Taskmaster is training that Cap.
Yeah.
So they're tying it all together type thing. So
they could.
Yeah.
All right, then we have the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run. The SpongeBob movies are always fun.
I've never watched a SpongeBob movie.
Did you ever watch the show at all?
I watched episodes of it.
I mean, they're always very true to the show. And then we got a little like brief Maverick thing. What if Maverick's the bad guy?
But it's all clips of stuff they've already shown.
Well, they
us
showed
the
a couple
few,
like
things.
Yeah, but what if he's the bad guy? What if he? What if he?
Was he ever the good guy?
No, but I mean, what if he's the actual villain, and they're trying to kill him? And
I don't think that.
Anyway,
the court martial thing was like, you know, okay, whatever.
But
it's Maverick.
That's June 26th. I'm actually.
You're still flying planes, and it's been 30 years.
You should be a 2-star admiral.
You should be like an admiral. Blah 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 blah. I'm like, he still would fly planes even if he was an admiral. So, who cares?
Well, you know, you have to
like
reduce
Maverick
your rank.
NCIS.
Back to, you have to reduce your rank to captain so you can fly.
It's Maverick. Even if he was a 2-star admiral, he'd be like, son, get out of that plane. I got this.
He pulls the kid from flight school out and gives him a wedgie and gets
exactly.
in the plane. All right. Let's talk about the Marvel TV Disney Plus spot.
Yeah.
We got a brief Winter Soldier in the Falcon, or Falcon and the Winter Soldier, with Sam practicing with the shield. We got Baron Zemo in there. Bucky dumping bullets out of his hand in front of him.
Was he shooting the gun? And
no,
just,
it looked like he just dropped. Okay. Like, because I think he was gonna. He's like trying to prove a point.
Oh.
Because I'm sure he tried to do like the dump truck 13 homecoming, like phrasing on him to turn him Winter Soldier.
Oh.
But yeah, and then
I hope he wears a purple hood.
Yeah.
Over his head at some point. I hope they do that.
That would be cool.
He's one of the few villains that actually survived the Marvel movie.
Right.
And they're using him. And I'm like, you know, good for them.
So then the WandaVision thing looks kind of fun.
It's supposed to be a comedy.
Yeah.
So I think that she's going to be losing it.
Yeah.
So because it'll lead into Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness. Right.
So that one looked fun. And then Loki. They said it was a clip of Loki, and it's just Tom Hiddleston saying he's going to burn it all down. That was it. And he looks
like
he's in a prison outfit.
I'm like, Tom, do it. Just burn it all down. Because I know that Tom Hiddleston is Loki.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston died a long time ago.
Oh,
Loki,
it's just Loki.
It's been Loki
yeah.
the whole time. But. Loki killed Tom Hiddleston and took his place. Did you see that Owen Wilson is cast for Loki?
Yeah.
As Loki.
Yeah.
So Owen Wilson's dead now, too.
Oh.
Well, they didn't say that Owen Wilson's playing Loki. I think he'll be playing somebody else. Yeah. They're still Asgardians that didn't show up in Thor stuff. So, you know.
He's the new Fandral.
Wouldn't it be cool?
They just
like,
cast a new actor to play Fandral every time.
Hey, guys, I'm Loki.
Hey, guys. Wow.
No, I think he'll be somebody interesting, I'm sure.
I don't know.
There's a lot more stuff they can mine in the Marvel Universe with a 10-episode series than they can with a movie.
Are they going to then do a...
Like, Baldur the Brave has never been used.
Right.
Supposedly, there's a rumor going around that... what's his name is going to be in Thor...
Love and Thunder.
You just bought the figure.
Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill is supposedly going to be showing up in either Guardians 3 or what you call it? Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
So that could be interesting.
Well, we saw his face in Thor Ragnarok on...
We've seen one of his rays. Yeah. And they showed up in Endgame. I didn't know that. The script got released because of the Academy Awards, so people are reading the script now, and the aliens that Gamora and Nebula are fighting on that platform are his race. Hey, so
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there's a possibility that we'll get Beta Ray Bill soon.
I hope so. That would be fun. I like Beta Ray. So Thor will get Mjolnir back and he'll take Stormbreaker?
That's what people, you know, and now it's speculation of what would happen, but yeah. Maybe. Like I said, Taika didn't leave that open. Like, if he was obviously planning to do another movie, but he didn't leave that open where it's like, you know, Marvel didn't say, well, we'll just leave those pieces of Mjolnir just sitting there
there.
Yeah, no. Somebody's got it.
Yeah.
And I would assume it's probably Jane.
Asgardian or
Jane.
Oh, Jane, yeah.
Yeah.
So
her and Selvig went out there and picked up the pieces.
I really wish they would have recast her.
Yeah, she's fine. Natalie Portman's fine.
She's fine if she has a good director. But that's it. Like, well, if she doesn't have a great director.
I don't know. This guy Taika seems to be a pretty good guy.
I know. I get it. But,
yeah.
But she's also a baby if things don't go her way.
I've never heard that.
I mean, she threw, like, tantrums on the Thor the Dark World set. Like, it's... Like, she tried to quit when they fired Patty Jenkins.
Well, maybe that was just a personal thing.
Well, because she wanted Patty Jenkins to direct it, which, you know, Patty Jenkins...
Would have been interesting.
Yeah. But Marvel... So, all right, there's... The talk about Kathleen Kennedy getting booted from Star Wars again.
Where's that?
It's just rumor.
Glad that I stay away from those rumors and bullshit.
Well,
nonsense.
And I'm not saying she's getting booted, but I'm saying the talk has come up.
She just got a BAFTA award
for
Lucasfilm.
Well, hold on, let me finish. So the thing is like Marvel is not, like, Disney in general is not immune to getting rid of directors that aren't doing what they think the movie should be. You know?
So the movie that Patty Jenkins was directing was different than the one that Alan Taylor directed.
It was they changed things, but you know what?
So if she felt like the changes that they did were not comfortable for her character, then fair enough.
Well, and
if
I think because
she was already contracted into that.
But I think they reduced what Jane was supposed to do in the movie because of her attitude towards, like, you know, Patty Jenkins being let go. But, you know, honestly, if Patty Jenkins does that and it turns out to be really good, then she never does Wonder Woman, probably. So,
okay.
You know, I don't know.
Fine.
I'm kind of
interested. Or she would have done Wonder Woman.
I'm
kind of
interested in this Wonder Woman 84 to see how they're going to bring Chris Pine back.
It's all going to be in her mind. It's Maxwell Lord.
Ooh.
Maxwell Lord is the Mandalorian.
He's
is Maxwell
Mandalorian.
Lord. Yeah. The Mandalorian is Maxwell Lord. Yeah. Sorry, forget the actor's
name.
Pablo Pascal. Yeah, once you said that, I remembered.
Anyways.
But he's playing Maxwell Lord.
Yeah.
What does Maxwell Lord's power?
Farting.
But
I
his
think
power,
it has something to do with mind control.
Yeah, his power has always been mind control. So it's one of those things where... That's the only thing I could see is it's that.
How great would it be if they introduced Ted Kord in the 80s in the Wonder Woman
it's
movie?
Possible.
That would be really
Booster
cool.
And Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool. Kord Industries.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just Kord. Like, and it could be like his dad or something. Like Ted Kord could be a little kid or whatever in the 80s. Still.
Well, they acknowledged Kord Industries in Arrow and never did anything with it. So.
Did you watch the series?
I haven't watched it either.
But apparently there's a Green Lantern ring.
John Diggle is John Stewart.
Okay.
If you would have watched the show,
well,
you'd learn this.
Yeah.
So John Diggle's stepfather shows up and his last name is Stewart.
Okay.
But then Flash of Earth 90, when he shows up in the Elseworlds thing, says to John, where's your Green Lantern ring?
Got it.
And it's like, okay, we know where this is going to go.
And like the Earth 12 is where the Green Lantern, or they have a Green Lantern core, I remember seeing in the you know,
right,
crisis.
But, you know, but if you got a ring, okay, that's cool. I don't know. I'll wait. Next week, it'll be on Netflix. So,
yeah, I was going to just pop it up on Netflix and just watch the finale.
I'll just watch the whole season. Because
it's
the
what,
season,
13 episodes?
The season led into Crisis, and then the two coming out of Crisis led into the finale and setting up Green Arrow and the Birds of Prey.
Yeah. Are you going to see Birds of Prey, the
Eventually.
Emancipation of Harley Quinn?
I'll see it, you know, not this week, but...
Is that theater worthy? Like, is that one you got to see in the theater? Or?
The previews make me want to see it.
Yeah, I'm going to take my little target audience there to see it. So
I think the preview, the last full trailer they released, not the ones that have been popping up as TV clips and that, but the last full trailer made me go, I want to go see this movie. And that, because it looks funny, and I was like, yeah, it's got the right people for the right characters, I think.
So. I kind of get a little bit of a Deadpool 2 vibe watching the trailers.
Well, hopefully it's not like
that's my concern.
Deadpool 2, but
I thought Deadpool 2 was your favorite movie of all time.
No, I don't know that I have a favorite movie of all time.
Deadpool 2.
No, that's like, I haven't even gone back and watched it.
No,
at all.
Don't.
So I don't know that I would want to. Maybe to just watch the Juggernaut Colossus fight. That's about it.
Yeah.
But even that wasn't that great.
No.
So. No. I don't know. I haven't gone back and watched Deadpool since when I bought, or when you gave me the
Blu-ray.
Yeah. That I watched it once. And I was like, you know, it's decent, but Deadpool's not a character that. It's like if you did a Lobo movie, I'd be like, ugh. Okay. It's like Lobo showing up on Krypton, and I'm like, oh, at least they acknowledge the character. That's kind of cool. But I'm like, meh, who cares? I don't care that much. If it's not a character that I'm not that into, it's more than likely like, I'll watch this because I'm a comic book fan. But
yeah.
I mean, that was pretty much every single Logan movie. And that third time's a charm. In some cases, the third time is the charm. But yeah. I don't know. Birds of Prey, you know, it looks fun. I like the book, and I thought Margaret Robbie was good. She was one of the shining lights of Suicide Squad. So,
yeah.
You know.
I liked her, and I liked Jay Hernandez as Diablo, but he died, so.
Yeah. Or did he? Well, and I liked, like, you know, I thought the team they had was a decent team. I just think the story, like, went off the rails at some point. So... I mean, visually, it was a great movie. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked similar to their characters.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I thought Will Smith did a great job.
I would have liked to see David Ayer's, like, full vision of that without them having to go back and change the end, but...
Director's cut?
Yeah. Yeah. The JJ cut of Suicide Squad?
The JJ cut.
Oh, you're so lucky.
You mean the... Zack Snyder cut?
No. Apparently there's a JJ cut of Rise of Skywalker that's different from the theatrical cut. And then did you read the Duel of the Fates stuff? The Trevorrow script that leaked?
I seen the art, but
the art was cool.
Yeah.
So the whole idea in the Duel of the Fates script is Kylo killed Rey's parents. There's no Palpatine at all. The First Order takes over Coruscant. The rebellion ends up with a Star Destroyer, and, like, you know.
So they borrow from legacy stuff.
Oh, there's lots of legacy stuff.
And then it's just going off the thing of, you know, milking the Rian Johnson. I've got it. There we go. Milking the eviscerated alien cow of Rian Johnson's Last Jedi movie because... Rey's parents wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
And that, and then, you know, because they pissed off enough people. The Palpatine stuff could have been left out or could have been in there. And either way, I think that movie would have been fine. But I think the Palpatine stuff made it part of the Skywalker saga.
Did you watch the end of Resistance? the last episode.
No, I haven't watched
so,
the season
So I'm just curious because, like, you know, in the crawl, they talked about Palpatine's, like, cryptic message that went out to the galaxy. And you know, Resistance did a really cool thing by showing the Hosnian system getting destroyed.
Right.
And I was curious if they did the same thing where that's where we got to hear Palpatine's message.
Maybe, supposedly, and it's one of those things where once it comes out on Blu-ray at this point, because I'm not going to go see it in a theater again. When it comes out on Blu-ray, I'm going to have to pause the fight scene at the end, all the ships, because the three main ships, besides the Colossus, the three main fighters, are in that fight.
Yeah,
they are there.
Okay,
they literally like made them into ships in that fight, and so I'm assuming that
the Kaz is in there.
The finale was probably Lando showing up, and Colossus shows up in the battle.
Is there a time jump in Resistance, like sometime during season two?
There must be. So. I mean, you know, we seen that they were already heading to. We seen that in the episode we watched, and that, and I don't know because I was just
I know
like
you haven't watched
at a certain point it was like I'll just watch it all at once because
I'm just waiting for it to hit the plus,
which it's supposed to do this month or next. Yeah. I think so.
The plus,
you can watch it on Disney now, but you got to watch the commercials with it.
Oh, by the way, CBS All Access. Yeah. There's a commercial free plan or a commercial.
It's like $10. Plan. I've already looked at this thing. Okay. I just am like I'll get in there before I actually like do it. That way I can just watch like two or three at a time.
I did the commercial free plan because I hate commercials.
If it's $10, $10 a month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
plus I had a $30 gift card.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just thinking like, you know, if it's $10 and you know, all that, then why not?
I figure I'll get through Picard.
And then Discovery season 3 will start. They'll keep you reeled in.
So that's the thing. So it just came out today that Section 31 is getting a series with Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah, as Giorgio.
But that they said they're not going to overlap the series, but they're going to have Star Trek is going to be on pretty much all the time. So.
Well, and they do the short track things. So those you should look on there because I know they're on there. The short tracks are like 15-minute things.
Oh, is that like the video that like Rebecca Romijn is in as number one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Those are a thing on there.
She's almost she's almost unrecognizable as number one.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way, like because
well,
she
dark,
looks
the
yeah,
dark
it's
hair.
The dark hair, but like right. You know, I mean, and obviously she's a little older, but like, man, she's still sexy.
But like, the short tracks, the first four were after the first season aired, and then it was five or six after the second season. Right, yeah. I think it's six.
Yeah, there's a few. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so those don't have much to do with the story of the show, I guess.
Sure.
But, like, Michael Giacchino directed this.
The
composer Michael Giacchino, yeah. He directed that animated thing.
Huh. There's two animated ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he directed that one. I'm pretty sure.
Cool.
And that, and then the last one. No, the last one is this one here. Ties to Picard instead of tying to Discovery. Children of Mars.
Yep.
So you know, if you've seen the first episode, then you know.
And
then
episode,
this one is supposed to be the weirdest of them.
Okay.
And I think it has something to do with whatever happens at the end of season two.
Oh, cool. It's Aldous Hodge, too.
Yeah, it's Aldous Hodge, yeah. But it was
Ray Voodoo Tatum himself.
It's one of those things where they're like, you know, just 15 minutes, 15 to 20, I think.
Did you watch all of season one?
Yeah, I remember I bought it.
Yeah. No, I know you bought it, but sometimes you buy stuff.
Yeah, I finished it. That was one where I was just like, I'm like, yeah, I'll go ahead and watch.
Do you have
this.
Characters that you like more than others, or like?
I enjoy Michael Burnham, obviously, and Saru.
Well, I love her. Like, yeah. So when she left The Walking Dead is when I stopped watching.
But like Doug Jones is Saru.
He's really good.
I like him, but I want more of that.
I like
character.
The thing he does when he walks with his hands.
Yeah, like he does that.
Like the
that
little
saunter.
Sachet thing.
I like Giorgio.
Giorgio is good.
Was cool, and then the Emperor.
Yep.
was interesting to see that flip.
So I really like
Lorca was cool.
Yeah.
But I'm like disappointed that they might have killed the Prime Universe Lorca. And I'm like,
well, they did. They
well, but, they yeah, did. Well. Yeah. I'm like, you know, but the Mirror Universe stuff was weird but fun because it's like the problem is the uniforms. Mm-hmm. The uniforms are not the same. And I'm like, at a certain point, they need to go to the yellow, red, and blue.
So I'm kind of getting my way.
Yeah.
About what I wanted, when, where I wanted this to take place.
Okay.
With the way the second season ends.
Right.
But yeah, I don't, I really like.
Well, so, I know that you're not spoiling okay. anything because the San Diego trailer was for season three.
Okay.
And
so
they're
yeah,
the,
there's a,
well, at least she's in the future. Well, like they haven't acknowledged, but that's what I'm saying. That second episode.
Yeah.
Cause I know some of the stuff that goes on okay. in it and it's sometime further on.
Okay. I'm definitely going to watch yeah. this after I finish the finale.
Because I remember like somebody like when, you know, when I yeah. didn't care about spoilers for the show.
Right.
And I still don't care about spoilers for the show. It's just
I
one
mean,
of those things
for me,
where
it's been
like,
out for a year. So I really don't
yeah.
care if things get spoiled.
But like somebody like wrote an article about that second episode and like was like, where's the second season going? If this is where Discovery is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, cool. So we'll get some time travel in here, too. I'm like, OK. Cool. And then when the Red Angel was in the trailer, I'm like, oh, time traveler. I'm like, time traveler.
Yep.
I'm like, you know, you knew it as soon as you see somebody like traveling in an autonomous suit. It's like, that's a time traveler. Yeah. yeah. So I was like, that stuff I knew. And then they showed the trailer where she's marching across a field with somebody. And I think it might be Aldous Hodge yeah. or it's somebody that
okay.
looks similar to Aldous Hodge. And then they show her talking to some people about the Federation and they pull a flag out and the flag has
six
stars yeah. on it instead of like a whole. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, we'll get the future. We'll see what happened. You know, how far along they went and that, I don't know, but that'll be cool.
Yeah.
If it's her, then it's cool because the show's supposed to be about her. Mm-hmm. But if it's Discovery in the future, then I'm like, that'll be interesting. Yeah. Their technology will be outdated at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other characters. I like. What's his name? Valk, but he's yeah. The human. And that, which he's British.
Really?
I watched the like behind the scenes stuff on a few episodes. And he's a voice on the Dark Crystal.
Eh?
Yeah. But he's very British. Like he started talking and I'm like
tea and crumpets.
I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like, wait a minute. It's like you do the Klingon, you don't sound British. You do the human, you don't sound British, but you're British, okay. And
Tyler. That was the
yeah, Ash. Yeah, Ash Tyler. Which somebody made a comment about if somebody in Star Trek's from Seattle, they're a plant. Because mm-hmm. he was from Seattle, and the girl in the first episode of Picard,
oh,
she
yeah.
was from Seattle. Somebody acknowledged that, and I'm like, holy crap! The entire area of Seattle was just plants.
Yep. Let's go back. And
I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Let's go back and check everybody's backstory.
I was gonna say, see who else was from Seattle. So. But like, you know, I like what they've done with Sarek in there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, and I enjoy that there's this like secret character that, you know, we didn't know about that was related to Spock that yeah. isn't the Cybok thing.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't think they'll acknowledge the Cybok thing at all. No. So, but you know, I like Tilly.
I was about to say, yeah, I love Tilly.
I like Tilly. This isn't a cast where there's somebody that I can go, I really don't like that character.
No, I like Stamets. Like, because
yeah,
of where
you know
he
that
went?
He's
Anthony Rapp.
Right, but yeah. did you know that the character is a real person who actually studies mitochondrial?
I did not.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a real scientist. His okay. name is Paul Stamets.
Cool.
And he is a scientist who studies mitochondrial stuff.
So
this show's educational in a way too, cuz I'm like, huh, wonder what that if that's real. And it's like you look it up and you're like, Well, it is real. It goes to the extreme of sci-fi, but the mitochondrial studies and all that with, you know, fungi and mushrooms and all that is actually a real thing. And I was like, interesting. And then that's when I found out that Paul Stamets is a real person.
What did you... Oh, never mind. I can't talk about that. It's second season.
Oh, darn.
I did like Rainn Wilson showing up as Harry Mudd.
Yes.
That was great.
One of those shorts is him as Mudd.
Oh, okay, cool.
So,
but no, I like Tilly. I like Stamets.
I like the Klingons. I like that they look different between their houses.
But it's explained. Like the because like they all start growing their hair out and then they start to look normal again. So it's like that's what a bald Klingon looks like. Great.
I liked the girl. I can't remember her name. The actress's name is Mary Chifo, I think, or something like that. She was good. Mm-hmm. And at her eyes, like whatever they do with her eyes with the
makeup,
the lenses or whatever they put in there, I'm like, that's kind of cool. Like, because they make her look scary but weird. And then when she gets the scar, it's like, oof.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked, even though I knew like stuff, I really liked like the Ash Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Valk thing. I thought that was well done, and that, and you know, just the design of the Klingon ships and all that, I think is kind of cool.
I like the ship design a lot.
Yeah.
Like
I said,
for
it was
all the ships,
Giger,
like the shuttlecraft,
Giger
really
designs,
good.
And that
the little pods with the arms, are really
all
good.
Stuff that you've seen in Star Trek, but because they have the technology now, it's like, you know, it's like that story I told you about where like in one of those short story books that I read when I was big in the Star Trek, where they were filming an episode of Star Trek and Shatner, Nimoy, and Kelly actually get beamed onto the real Enterprise.
Oh yeah.
And like the thing where they're acknowledging like how much nicer things look and how much like, you know, like they're like talking about how we should tell Gene about this and all that type of stuff. And then the Klingons show up and it's actually the ridged head Klingons. And it's like, just the way they were like that. Like I think Shatner like says something like, "Man, their makeup's so much better," and then realizes, "Oh, it's not makeup."
Dope.
But yeah, it was just one of those things where it's like now you look at Star Trek and you go, "Well, yeah, it's that thing where if they did a Pike show,
yeah,
because I know a lot of people have talked about that now, that'd like be interesting. You know." How good he was and how good Ethan.
So, you know, the Enterprise was gone for 5 years.
Well, right.
They could just go show
that go back,
5 years.
Well, it's that idea that the story we seen in the cage is part of that history. So it's like, you know, you just go back and acknowledge everything that happened, like with Rigel and all that type of stuff.
So
I mean, obviously.
They actually do a lot of that.
I know that the Talosians show up at one point because they showed that in a trailer. Like when
the Talos IV stuff is really good.
But I mean, like, there was stuff that happened to Pike before Talos that, like, you know, made him who he is. And that like, I'm like, yeah, you could do a series and show this guy and then show him after when he becomes Commodore, you know, and when he gets injured and all that type of stuff. Yeah, so I don't know. There's stuff that for Discovery you will go back and watch, and there's stuff for Picard, like Measure of Man, an episode from season 2 that's kind of just a meh episode.
Yeah,
has so much more importance now because they mentioned Bruce Maddox in the first episode, and it's like, wait a minute, Bruce Maddox only appeared in that episode, and it's like, you know, there's the episode called Data's Day where Data's writing letters to Maddox. And I'm like, so all this is like they're going to acknowledge the history. And then it's the speculating what season 2 is going to be about. Season 2 is going to be Q. Yeah, that's cool. Season 2, I think, will be a Q thing.
Well, Q shows up in he's supposed to show up in season 1.
I don't know. But, you know, I think leaving him for season 2 would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they kind of acknowledged him in the first episode with the Data having 5 Qs
mm-hmm.
in his hand. So that was kind of cool. But we'll see. Like I said, I'll wait. I'll check. I'll have to check. If it's 8 episodes, then I might just get it after this week or something. February just started. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll pay for a couple months. And if Discovery comes back, I'll pay for a couple more months.
Just buy a gift card at Kroger.
Yeah.
And just do it that way. Just buy like 3 months worth or whatever.
It isn't going to hurt my bank account if I'm paying for another streaming service.
No, but like...
Especially yeah. when it's... That's a very reasonable deal. Because they have... I know that because they keep advertising it now with Picard. All Star Trek series
yep.
are on there. Mm-hmm. And that plus all CBS series that have aired
yeah, like
the
we're
going to
watch Survive the new season of Survivor because oh, yeah, yeah. it's all returning champions.
Right.
So... And Boston
But you
Rob
can go back,
back
and watch all of... The previous Survivors. He was on last season.
Yeah, I know.
Boston Rob yeah. was.
But like, so this is all.
But
like,
he's in the game
yeah.
this year.
Yeah,
last year he was in the game. He
they
was,
were on the island.
Yeah,
or
he
whatever,
was like
so,
advising yeah. people, and I'm like, who better to get to?
But it's got my girl Parvati back.
Oh yeah, I remember her. Okay. Wow.
And Sandra's coming back.
Is Ethan?
Too. Ethan is back.
Oh cool.
But Sandra's back, and she's gonna prove that she's the goat Sandra. By winning the third time. She's the only 2-time winner.
I don't
the
remember.
Hispanic lady.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she's won twice.
She's won she won one of the other.
She's going to come back. Yeah, she's going to come back and win a third time and be like,
we
I'm
shall
the goat.
See. They're gonna bury her off the first episode. Like, nope.
Well, they said that when she came back for the second time that they were going to vote her off.
Well, that
and
was one where it's
won.
Like everybody, you know, everybody was a winner at that point. But it's like, oh, you won 2 times?
Yeah.
But we've only won one? Vote out. I don't know. I've lost, you know, I lost Survivor a long time ago, so. I don't need to watch that. But, like, CBS shows means, like, NCS and JAG are on there.
Yeah.
Trying to think of something else I would really want to watch.
Oh. Our boy just broke some news.
Who's that?
D. Griff.
Oh, yeah?
Mandalorian October release confirmed by Disney+.
Well, that's not a surprise.
So, but, you know, well, I just happened to pull up Facebook, and there was...
Yeah, because you couldn't give us an exclusive.
So if he doesn't start giving us exclusives at his wedding, I'm going to stand up and object.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
I object. Why do you object? Because he won't give me exclusives. Oh, no. They're a great couple. They're a great couple. They should definitely be married. But I object.
I object because they're getting married. You anyway. Don't have to get married. You'll be fine with your not being married.
Don't do it. I'm kidding.
You don't have to do it.
To each their own. Anyway, all right. Anything else?
Nope. Like I said, random cast.
Random cast. All right.
This one's called Super Random Cast. Da 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 da. Oh, it is. It is. Happy anniversary to the NFL. It's 100 years.
100 years.
Yeah. I seen that because we got an actual football one that had that on it. And I'm like, oh, cool. Well, that's cool.
Very cool. So, yep. Come on, Giants. Let's do better next year.
Kansas City, I want to see you there again. I don't care about football, but hey, Kansas City, do it again.
Do it.
Kansas City versus Patriots, and Kansas City tears it up.
That would not.
Why? Because they cheat?
No, they're both AFC teams.
Oh,
so they would play in the AFC championship
game. Well, let's see that then.
So. Well, that was last year when Patriots beat them. Anyway, yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully better commercials next year.
Yeah, let's hey, brands, let's do better.
Hey, Super Bowl, let's lower the price so we actually get full movie trailers. That 40-second crap.
Did you watch the halftime show?
We were actually at Longhorn when it was playing, so they didn't have the sound up, but...
So
I
guess,
like, hey, it's Shakira and J-Lo.
People were offended by the dancing. I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't know. They're both super sexy. So and
I mean,
are hella dancers.
J-Lo's daughter came out at one point and sang or something.
I missed that.
So,
oh yeah. Okay.
I'm like, that's cool. It's like I didn't know that.
Know.
Obviously, she's got the genetics for
it. I don't care about the halftime show. I never do.
It's Shakira. If you don't know what Shakira does in dancing, then you know you just got an education.
Those hips don't lie.
I thought it was funny that they acknowledged that one of the outfits she wore, because I think she changed into 4 or 5 different outfits, but one of the outfits is the outfit that the gazelle version of her wore in Zootopia.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool.
All right. Well, on that note, on that trivia note,
don't be so offended.
Anything
don't,
else?
It's like,
duh.
Yeah, don't go to a toy show and not expect it to be crowded, at least for the first 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was funny. I'm laughing when you text me and go, there's a line. And I'm like,
oh, the line didn't
literally
bother me.
I literally almost texted you back and went, duh.
Well, I mean, like, so I was there at, I got there like quarter after 10.
Yeah.
Because I got a late start. And I stopped and got breakfast. But, yeah, like, I wasn't, like, I was happy there was a line. Like,
sure.
I wasn't, like, at all. Like, but,
nobody wants to go to a toy show and there's nobody there.
So I had texted Roger and I was like, hey, where are you? And he's like, I'm on my way. I'm like, all right, I'm in line. Just come find me.
3 hours later when he finds you around the building.
No, he came right. He found me right away. Like, he found me right.
Because you were right at the end of the line.
No, I was about to pay when he got up. So he didn't have to wait in line.
Nice.
So anyway. But like, even Josh and Billy had to wait a little bit. And they were there like before doors opened. So.
Well, and it's bigger. It was bigger this year than last year because they were in the expanded rooms.
Yep. So when Aaron comes on, we have to kind of talk about where this show needs to happen.
Well, it is happening for that one, but I don't think it'll happen with that show.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. But anyway. Money. All right, guys.
Money,
we'll
baby. We'll it's all about money.
Next week. Later.
He'll have to start charging more for commercials and stuff.
Kids have to pay now.
Yeah. Well, hey, they should anyways.
Rotten kids.
Kids 5 and up should pay. That's the way it should be.
3 and up.
I mean, if the parents don't want to bring them, then leave them at home.
And if you have a stroller, it's double.
Somebody had a stroller?
There was someone there on like the little like motorized scooter thing.
Oh Lord. And, that would have been like that would have bottlenecked real fast. There was one corner.
And then that person was giving people dirty looks.
But there was one corner there where I'm like, it bottlenecked when I was there and I'm like, there ain't even that many people here. And I'm like, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Next week. Bye.
Bye.
The DFS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.